Marco Rubio thrashes Delta for close ties with Communist China while condemning U.S. election integrity laws. By Wendell Hasebo on April 1, 2021. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, doubled down on Thursday's remarks regarding Delta Airlines' business relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, which is committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims, while condemning Georgia's new election integrity law. While you are certainly free to opine on domestic political issues, it is the height of hypocrisy to claim Georgia's revised election law is unacceptable and does not match Delta's values while you continue to partner with a government that is actively engaged in genocide, Rubio stated in a letter sent to Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian. Far too many multinational corporations are too eager to make their voices heard on the woke issues of the day in the United States, but remain stunningly silent, or in Delta's case, complicit, in real, ongoing atrocities in countries like China. Rubio skewered before concluding, "One can only conclude that you believe standing up to the Chinese Communist Party would be bad for Delta's business in China." Rubio's second statement in one day on Delta's relationship with China comes after Delta's CEO publicly took issue with Georgia's newly passed election integrity law, calling it unacceptable in a Wednesday memo to employees on the same day that 72 black executives signed an open letter calling for American corporations to join the resistance, Breitbart News reported. After having time to now fully understand all that is in the bill, coupled with discussions with leaders and employees in the black community, it's evident that the bill includes provisions that will make it harder for many underrepresented voters, particularly black voters, to exercise their constitutional right to elect their representatives, Bastian said. That is wrong. The Georgia law limits the number and location of drop boxes and reforms voter ID requirements and early voting access statewide while modernizing the state's voter rolls. Several other multinational corporations have spoken against Georgia's new measures, including Coca-Cola, Microsoft, Chase, Citi, and J.P. Morgan. "We hope that companies will come together and make clear that a healthy business requires a healthy community. And a healthy community requires that everyone have the right to vote conveniently, safely, and securely," Microsoft CEO Brad Smith said. "This new law falls short of the mark, and we should work together to press the Georgia legislature to change it." Meanwhile, the Georgia State House responded Wednesday night by passing a measure that would repeal a $35 million tax break on jet fuel for Delta. The amendment still needs to pass in the state Senate.